My name is Barbara Ryder. I'm a professor in the Computer Science Department, and I welcome all of you to this semester's Career Night. I really think that these Career Nights have been quite interesting because we get to explore, those of us who are here in the major now studying computer science, get to explore the experiences of some of the graduates of this department. And they've been very varied, and we get people from different sectors of industry who have different experiences. And it's always interesting to see how varied the choices that people, you know, have in their jobs and have the career paths that they've gone through in life. So our panelists tonight, let me just introduce them. I'm not going to read all the stuff that was on the web page. You can go back to the web page and see that. But they're sitting out of order, which is fine. There's Andy Weinstein, who was Rutgers class of 1981 and went out of school and formed his own company and is going to tell us, still with that company as a CEO, he's going to tell us what kind of a life that has led to, what that choice has led to in life. And next to him is Rashid Ray, Rutgers class of 1996. And she has been working at Merck & Company for 11 years at a variety of jobs. I know Rashi came to my software engineering class last year and told the students a lot about the different kinds of things you could do with software engineering knowledge when you get out in the working world. And so I think she has an interesting perspective because she has acted in various roles in the software industry at Merck. Okay. Then we have Gary Otters, who was Rutgers class of 2005, who was a joint major in computer science and economics, okay? And he is currently employed at Bloomberg LP. I guess that's the official name of the company.
Yes.
Everybody calls Bloomberg, right? In New York City. And last but not least, we have Nick Alexandro, who was Rutgers class of 2005 also, and earned a Bachelor of Science in computer science. You are a joint major, did I hear you?
I was a double major.
Oh, you were double. I'm sorry.
For,
so I didn't identify
for history,
that. Computer science and history.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. I think that's cool. That shows breadth.
Yeah.
And Nick works at Vanguard. So I think you'll agree we have a variety of people with different experiences and interesting things to tell us about their perspective on, you know, what they learned here and how it affected them there in terms of their jobs. So what we've done in previous years, we know we have everybody here for about an hour, right, I mean, for sure. We've asked each of the panelists to try to talk a little bit about their careers or about their jobs, things they think would be interesting for students to know. That'll probably go about 10 minutes each, right? I'm not going to ding a bell or anything, but we'll go 10 minutes each, so that'll take up a little bit of time, and then we'll throw it open to questions. And then generally, the questions are really the more interesting part of the evening anyway. We're recording this on video, but really what we're going to do is make MP3s recordings of the individual sessions and then the questions and answers, and all the panelists have agreed that we can do that, and they will be posted on the website afterwards. And if you go to the website, you'll see the past two career nights, past career nights are posted there. The MP3s are posted there. So we're hoping that we can not only have you give information to the current set of students in the room, but other students who couldn't have come tonight or for whatever reason will look at these things later, will be able to listen and gain from your experience. Thank the panelists for coming. Please go right ahead.